Angel Mom's Facebook Posts on Illegal Immigration Removed for Hate Speech. By John Binder on September 13, 2019. Angel Mom Marianne Mendoza, who heads the Angel Families Organization, has had her posts raising awareness about illegal immigrant crime removed from Facebook as hate speech. Mendoza's son, 32-year-old police officer Brandon Mendoza, was killed in May 2014 by a drunk illegal alien who was driving the wrong way down a highway in Mesa, Arizona. This week, Mendoza had two of her Facebook posts from her personal page removed, with the tech platform claiming that she had violated the community standards on hate speech. The posts raised awareness about illegal immigrant crime and its impact on Americans. One post simply directly quoted from a Breitbart News article about the suffering Angel families have had to endure after losing loved ones to illegal immigration. Mendoza told Breitbart News that Facebook removed the posts themselves, taking them down from her Facebook page until she, herself, deleted them. Likewise, Mendoza said Facebook temporarily blocked her from posting to the nonprofit Angel Families Organization's page, a group that helps provide support for the family and friends of Americans and legal immigrants killed and murdered by illegal aliens. Facebook permanently removed the donation button from the Angel Families Facebook page, according to Mendoza, which would allow Facebook users to donate to the nonprofit through the platform. Mendoza told Breitbart News that Facebook justified the removal of the donation button by saying she had violated their community guidelines more than once. Mendoza noted that open borders advocacy organizations like United We Dream, funded by billionaire George Soros, are able to obtain donations through Facebook despite routinely attacking the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents for enforcing national immigration law. Facebook's removal of Mendoza's posts and demonetization of her Angel Families page comes less than 2 months after Twitter banned her from its platform for raising awareness about the American victims of illegal immigration, as Breitbart News reported. At the time, Twitter demanded Mendoza remove a series of posts about illegal immigration before she could get her account back. After trying to fight the ban for more than a month, Mendoza said she relented and removed the posts and that she could not sue the tech corporation because they have antitrust laws protecting them from stripping me of my freedom of speech. Facebook did not respond to request for comment in time for this publication. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.